I don't trust it.
Test Zion and Aleph. Okay. We got a few lines down. We're up to the words Gufa. So the Gemara says Gufa is always with an Aleph, is always quoting a previously stated statement. So Gemara says Gufa. Amar Rabbi Ami bar Tivumi Schacha Bivlai Kalim Psula. The person uses a Bivlai Kalim, if you worn out clothing, because again, if you have a shirt as form of schach, that's going to be possible because a beged is a kli, it's makabel tumah. Let's say it's a worn-out piece of clothing, it's bavlei kalim, that's also going to be possible. Asks the Gemara, my bavlei kalim, what is bavlei kalim? Amar bai matlanios she'ein bem shalosh al shalosh. It's a piece of, it's a rag, a cloth, that doesn't have a 3x3. 3x3 what?
Fingers.
That's about right. 3x3 fingers, but it's very small. The lo chazin lo anim lo lashim. It basically has no purpose. An usher certainly can't use such a small rag.
Those and even are the ones we learned that they're not mekabel tumah.
Exactly. Gemara and Shabbos tells us that, right?
Shabbos.
But these things are not mekabel tumah. But Rashi explains, so if they're not mekabel tumah, so why can't I use them then? I should be able to use it. It's not a kli. So Rashi explains in Ein Mesachim. Hoyel mikli kasha, since it came from a kli, ufitchilaso haisa mekabelas tuma, and initially it was mekabel tuma. In other words, if it's mishkav hazav v'hanida, if a zav or nida or the like sat on it, it would be mekabel tuma. So to now, even though currently in its state it can't be mekabel tuma, since it came from something that was once a kli, it's not allowed to be used for schach. That's the explanation. Tanik kavasi di Rabbi Ami bar Tivumi. There's a brisa that supports the statement that says machatzelas. A mat shall shifa v'shal gemi. Is this where we need the English or the expert Israeli? What the words mean? Shifa v'gemi?
Shekane guma. It's rubber.
Rubber, yeah? Okay.
No?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's how do you know?
Old French, it's lishka. And yonk. All right, so rubber or it's gemi, something. Okay.
Gemi is rubber.
Is it? Yeah.
Guma, let's see what
it is. Rashi said what it is.
Yeah, but he actually uses old French. So he is from France. So that doesn't really help us unless, you know, French, no? Very good. I mean, it's some type of thing that grows.
Google
apparently
won't give you that. Forget about it.
How do you know?
I'm telling you. It's not that advanced.
It's a type of reed that apparently grows in the swamps or along the side of rivers.
Right. Gimel Vav.
Is it Gimel Vav, yeah?
Goma, it's a, this is Goma. This is a...
Hair?
Goma is like a...
A dip?
A dip.
Right, so that's a hole, but this is Gemi. This is probably a...
No, but in the apprentice it says Hebrew Goma.
Oh.
Gom.
No. Okay. Gum, rubber.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay. So anyways, if it's a mat that's made of this material, says the Brisa, Alpha Pisha Nishasu Mikshiro, even though it may have got smaller than the actual shear, so then then you can't use it as chach. Why? Right now it's less than a shear. The reason being, again, because since it came from a larger mat that is mekabel tumah, this is not going to be able to be used as well. Now let's say it's a machatzelas hakanim gedola. Let's say it's made of certain types of reeds and it's very large. One could be misachin ba. You can use a very large mat. And Rashi explains because a gedola is misachin ba. The lab klihu, it's so large, you're not going to use it as a mat. This massive 20 foot by 20 foot, like it's a rug, let's say. You're not going to use that to lie down on. It's a rug. It's for not for a kli. It's for decoration.
What,
it's for,
what about of the zero of
Tikra.
Tikra, yeah.
So you would never use this material for only wood, I guess, would be the gzera. Uh-huh.
So that's what we're using today, machaset shekinim, no?
When they're tied together, it's basically like that type of it, right? So if it's so big, you can use it as schach. But if it's katana, the Gemara says, ain't misachim, but it's so small, a person might use it as a mat to actually lie down on, then a person wouldn't be able to use it. And Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, afhi mekabel tuma, vei misachim ba. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, even if it's really, really big, it's also going to be considered a kli, and you won't be able to use it as chach.
Let me ask a question on the what was said before on the gufa. You know, bibalai chaylin. We never learned the halacha that if originally was mekabel tuma and then wasn't mekabel tuma, then you cannot do chach. This is something new that we learned. No?
Correct. Yes, we knew the klal that if it's mekabel tuma, it's not allowed.
So now, as the klal, if something was originally mekabel tuma, afterwards you cannot use it anymore.
Right.
Even if you mechavish it?
Yeah. Even though it was never mekabel tuma, ever. It was just roi.
It just can.
Right, exactly. That's enough. And then even if it never...
Oh, so only if it's mekabel tuma, you cannot use it.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's tuma or not.
Right. And now this is adding, and even if it became smaller, it came from something that was, and lost the shear, and it wouldn't be able to come tuma, that's still going to be disqualified as well. Okay, so the Brisa brought a similar idea, and in doing so, it also brought another discussion about what size mats can be used. Tanakama said a large mat can be used, not a small one, and Rabbi Yehuda thought even a large mat wouldn't be able to be used because that is a kli, a person would lie down on a large mat. Okay.
All right.
Says the Gemara further, Hachotet Bigdish. The Mishnah told us a person has a large mound of hay, and he starts chiseling the inside and carves out this nice little hut. So that can be used for a schach, even though the hay on top of the schach is good material, it can't be used. So Gemara explains, Amar of Huna, Lo Shanu Elish Ein Sham Chal Tefach B'Meshach Shiva. It's only true if initially, when the mound of hay never had a little cavity underneath it, it was completely from the bottom to the top. About Yesham Chal Tefach, the Meshach Shiva, Harizah Circle. Let's say, initially when you had the mound of hay, it had a little cavity underneath it. You didn't fill the whole thing up. There was a little hole, a Tefach Chai, along the whole way. So then you carved out the rest of it to make it a much more room inside. That would be permitted. So Rashi explains the reasoning for it. Let's go Rashi's Ella Sha'ein Sham Chal. Let's look at the pictures.
Yeah, this picture here.
Yeah, I understand. So what is the Yishpa picture?
So let's say it was full.
Full all
full
of
the whole
full?
Way. Okay. That's possible if I carve it out. But let's say it was full, but the bottom tefach was empty. You left it a little opening on the bottom.
It's one tefach
by seven.
By seven.
Created full, or you create it with one tefach.
So we'll read Rashi for
that. Now Rashi's going to explain.
So
that's what they use for the cows. To give that thing,
I think
those
so.
Big boxes. Of
yeah, big boxes. Yeah. You go to Pennsylvania and you see all of them on the side of the road. These massive.
That's right.
So Rashi says, Elosh Ein Sham Chal Tefach. It's only a problem when there's no tefach at the bottom at all, to start with. Gova, tefach high, b'meshach orech, b'rochav shiva tefachim, kishir sukkah. It's only when the bottom is not a 7x7 area, one tefach high. You don't have a little box there. That's when it's a problem. V'acharkach gdish kol gdish, and then you carve out the inside, also chalal. Because now, when I'm making the cavity right now, I'm right now creating the schach me'ilav. The schach becomes made on its own. If in the beginning, before I even carved out the schach, chal tefach ohu, if there was a tefach high underneath it, then there already exists an ohel, this nimsa sham schach al also gedish. There already was a schach. Yeah, the schach was a pretty thick schach, but it was a schach. That bo milmata milmal, a person starts going from the bottom to the top, carving out removing the hay, ad shemagbia es chalal shilik gova asar, until he gets to 10 tefachim high into asiyah. So he's not creating the schach. The ohel existed before him. Sharei enu metakin el hadefanos. He's only making walls. The schach was always there. He's just basically raising the schach that already existed. Ubedefanos, when it comes to the walls, lo amrinan tas of lemon asa. We don't say that. It's only when it comes to the schach you can't have something created.
Have a good day.
When it comes to the walls, you can make walls that were already pre-existed. I could have a house and knock out my roof and put a schach on top, even though my walls, my house was already pre-made. That's permitted. Okay, fine. Mara says,
We said before that the limit for something to protect from tuma to go up is one tefach. Is that what it is? Anything about one tefach protects?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. That's an ohel. We find.
Right.
Mehilchos tuma. Mara says Tanya nami hachi. There's a brisa that says the same thing. Hachotek begedish lasos lo sukkah. I raise a sukkah, the hot on town ain't a sukkah. One Mishnah says
it is.
One says it's not a sukkah. What's the difference? El alav shma mina is not coming to tell us, kidrav huna shma mina, to tell me that one case is where there is no tefach, that's when it's not a good sukkah. One is when there is a tefach, and that is a good sukkah. Now, Ikid Rami Le Mirma, some ask the question in a different way. Tana in our Mishnah tells us, Hachotit to be dish, Lasu la Sukkah, Ein a Sukkah, Baha Tanya Harezi Sukkah. Again, same idea as before, just a different presentation. The Mishnah says it's not a Sukkah, the Brisa says it is a Sukkah. How do we reconcile it? Amravuna Lokashir, Kambishay Sham Chal Tefach, Bemeshach Shiva, Kambishayn Sham Chal Tefach, Bemeshach Shiva. One case is where there is no Tefach, and that's when it's disqualified. One case is where there is a Tefach, and that's when it is a good Sukkah. So on this idea, Rama quotes the following. Rama says that he learns from this halacha that you have to build the funnels, you have to build the walls before you build the schach. That's what he says. The walls have to come before the schach. And the Bach and the Sfas Emes talk about how he learned how this is true from this Gemara. Because the Bach says, what do you mean? This case here, the only reason why the Gedish is no good is because the schach is tassel min ha'asoy. It's not a problem of the, you know, the schach coming before the walls. That's not the problem. The problem is tassel min ha'asoy. The Sfas Emes brings Iran here. Either way, there's an interesting Ramah that you have to build schach before the walls. So the walls have to be built before the schach. And they somehow learn this from the sugi here. It's a little bit complicated, but that's a halacha to know.
You hear me, Meile, the walls are before the schach by definition. Well, it's all the same.
Well, the Bach's only issue is that...
Right. If the walls are less than asarat fachim, then basically you have a schach and you don't have a wall.
Right, exactly, right.
Right.
Which one tefach high, let's say. You have
right,
a schach,
yeah,
there's no
walls.
Yeah,
but you have a wall because it's not a ten tefachim high. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
So it sounds like you can have a schach before the walls.
Right.
So the Sfas Emes somehow explains based on Iran that's not true. Uh-huh. The walls have to come first. So it's interesting, a person's building those pole sukkahs and he puts the schach up first,
yeah,
and then he puts up the canvas. That seems to be a problem according to the Ramah.
Yeah.
And it's based on this sugi here. Okay, the Mishnah says now, the new Mishnah, HaMishal Shel Defanos Milamala Lamata. Person starts to lower, he's building, let's say, walls from top to bottom somehow. I'm not sure exactly the Metzius, but he starts building, you know, I have the pictures here on the side. He starts from the board from the top. The hanging, in other words, it's not touching the bottom. So, im gavol min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim, if it's above three tefachim off the ground, psula, it's a problem. It's not a good sukkah. Milmata milmala, if let's say he starts from the bottom to the top, starts building the wood upwards, so then the halacha is, im gavol asar tefachim k'shera, if it long as it reaches 10 tefachim high, it's a kasha sukkah. So sometimes you'll see in Eretz Yisrael, they have some sukkahs that really have walls that are this high, 10 tefachim high. The rest is complete airspace, and then the schach is hanging on top. That's completely kosher, according to this mission.
Right,
once you
that's the case of my, let's say, my apartment. We have the balcony has already like railing, a glass railing all around. That's at least 10 tefachim. So
right.
We can actually we put the schach.
And that's
before
it.
We put the walls. Then before Pesach, then for sukkahs we put like something to protect, but we don't really need it.
Right. Same, my parents also, they have in their backyard, they have like some type of like boat material like for the walls, so it moves back and forth a little bit too much. So I don't say anything to them, but since the deck has these railings that go like that, so you have loved with all the railings, and then they're all 10 tefachim high, above 10 tefachim, so that really serves as a wall, and everything in between is just kind of...
But if the walls come up more than a certain amount, then it's not a wall, really.
If the what?
If they move up.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think the walls are actually good walls that they use.
Right.
But since they have that railing...
They can tie them.
They can, but I don't want to make the big deal. But since they have the railing anyways, the railing serves as the wall,
right.
And then there's just a big space until the schach.
Right.
So that's this case here. So...
Here it says oreg, ha-oreg. Ha-itchil le-erog.
They're weaving it, right?
Weave, yeah.
And the picture here shows it looks like they're using wood,
yeah.
But right. So the reason why, so Rashi explains the lush, the shear of three tefachim. My little picture is a nice little kid goat here in the picture. You have that? You guys have that picture? No.
Yeah, picture. Yeah.
A little goat. So
yeah.
If it's three tefachim high, that means a goat could like
right.
Kind of slide underneath the fence, underneath the wall.
Yeah.
So.
Careful.
You're one
maybe
ahead.
Previous, yeah.
You're jumping ahead. You're too fast.
No, I'm not
jumping. The bottom.
Oh.
Let's go. So three tefachim. Cute,
that's
right?
Love, I'm bet. This is dead Zion. Dead Zion.
Here, okay. It's a little behind.
Deep into there.
So if it's three tefachim off the ground, where a goat, a little kid goat, could kind of scoot underneath the wall, that means it's not really serving the function of a wall. It's not a mechitza.
Right, that would learn the Nehruvim.
Right. So.
You have a photographic memory.
I don't. No. I remember much more by looking at things than by listening to things, but I don't have what's called. Some people really have Patagata.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems that you remember everything.
No, not really. I remember what I remember, that's why I say it. I only say what I remember.
So, again, the Mishna says that, again, if it's three tachim off the ground, that's not considered a wall. If it's from the bottom to the top, 10 tachim, even though there's this big airspace in between, that's already going to be considered a wall. And comes along with Yossi in the Mishnah and says, Omer, kishem shelamata lemala asar tachim, just like from the bottom to the top, once you have 10 tachim, that's considered a wall. We view that as if it goes up l'shamayim, l'orkia. Kach milamala lemata asar tachim. So too, wow. You have, like, you start weaving from the top. As long as it's 10 tefachim, regardless of what the space is between the wall, the floor and the wall, that's going to be considered as if it goes all the way to the bottom.
That's a tough.
That's the machlokas.
That's a tough.
And then kasher or pasul?
According to Rabbi Yossi, it's kasher. We don't paskin that way.
No, that's really.
But we don't paskin that way. No. But now this or the Or Sameach, Meshech Chachma. Too bad Adam's not here. Adam's a big fan of the Meshech Chachma. So in his Chidushim of the Rambam, he asks as follows. I don't understand. When it comes to Hilchos Erevin, for it to be considered a good wall, the wall has actually touched the ceiling. You can't have a wall like this. A 10 tefachim wall is not going to work for Hilchos Erevin, he writes. So he says, what's the difference here? Where we do allow the sukkah wall to go up. So he says the reasons as follows. When it comes to Erevin, the purpose of the wall is very different than the purpose of the wall for sukkah. Erevin, you need to be a mechitza, a distinct area. When it comes to sukkah, it needs to be a living space. So when it comes to sukkah, if there's 10 tefachim high, I could at least do certain types of things within that wall. But it's still not considered a separation. It's just an area that I could do things enclosed. When it comes to Erevin, I need to have a separation from this house to that house, from this rishus to that rishus. For that reason, he says you need a wall all the way to the ceiling when it comes to Hilchos Erevin.
But in Erevin, you don't really need, you need Turas HaPetach, and it shouldn't be more than what? More than
10 tefachim, more than 10 amos is considered right. a pierce, a breach, as opposed to a opening. As opposed to a doorway,
right. And we say it doesn't have to be more covered more than non covered, right?
You also require that it has to be only
we don't hold that. That because we do there. Let's say everybody here in town, we do just by the Turas HaPesach without walls.
Right. If you're using Turas HaPesach and stuff, right. Then you could have it. If you know Turas HaPesach,
because if you have a lechi and you have a
right korah,
right. But so here you also do.
Here we also.
So I understand the question. Meaning, according to the sukkah is definitely a pesach with the lech. You would have to have the lechi, maybe.
No, within sukkah you can't have an all tzuras of pesach.
You cannot.
You cannot.
Yeah, so it's the other way around. So sukkah is in a way in one side.
Yeah, that's
more,
right.
More than Erev, but the opposite.
Right, but this that you're right. This.
But you don't need a lechi. That's a difference.
Uh-huh. You don't need a lechi.
By the site.
For which one? For Erevin?
No, for the sukkah. Meaning, I assume if in the sukkah you put a lechi, it would be a kosher eruv.
No, only for the third wall we allow lechi, but for the two other walls you need at least 7.5 tefachim for each of the walls.
In eruvin.
No, for sukkah. Sukkah
I'm talking about eruvin.
If it's eruvin, you don't need right. Eruvin, you're
let's,
right.
Let's say you take a sukkah that has walls 10 tefachim high. So he's saying no, it's not kosher. But if you put a lechi to that, then it's kosher.
For what? For eruvin?
Yeah. Am I right or am I wrong?
But. It's not like it's not separating something. It's just like in the middle of nowhere.
But that's how we do that. Right. Because you have Turas HaPesach.
Right, exactly. So let's say this way. When it comes to Erevin, whenever you use a lechi, that's really creating a Turas HaPesach. A Turas HaPesach is a doorway. A doorway is meant to be open. Right. When you're trying to create a wall, though, that you need to have a real wall.
Right. So basically, so what's saying here is basically that sukkah is more meiko because you don't need a lechi.
Right.
That's basically right. Because if you put a lechi, then it would be.
Right.
It would be
so I guess the chumr is in kula in both directions.
Okay.
But the idea, the fundamental difference is sukkah is about dira,
right.
and Erevin is about mechitza.
Right.
This is one of the very fundamental points. Throughout all of Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Erevin, you have to compare the two of them. Right. The third halacha also is Hilchos Kalayim. When it comes to Kalayim, you need a separation when you're growing the grapes and you're growing the wheat. There needs to be some type of wall. Those three halachas are really compared, and the Achronim deal with what's the fundamental difference between those three areas of halacha. Now, the Torah writes also, once we're on this topic, about the walls, once it's 10 tefachim, we view it as going l'rakia. There's a schach has to be directly above where the wall is. So, like this picture here, there's an empty space here, the schach is right above. So the Torah says, even if the schach is moved over a little bit, it's not directly on top of it, it can be moved over as much as 3 tefachim away.
Because of lavud.
Exactly. Once you have the sukkah going to up there, then you have lavud within 3 tefachim.
What is lavud again?
Whenever it's less than 3 tefachim, we view it as if it's not a separation at all. When they're so close.
You read the beginning of the Masechet.
Yeah.
It's very good.
This?
David.
No, that's not. That's not.
If you have a little time, read the introduction with all the...
I did.
Oh, you did.
I think I remember.
So,
it's very good the way they explain it.
So there's one... so that's the halachah paskin. If you want to rely on these 10 tfakim, there has to be the sukkah.
I have a bad memory, that's for sure.
That's not true. You're always quoting Tillim, and you're also quoting
Tanya. I'm doing this. If I do it for 5 years, over and over again, maybe I'll remember.
So you do it enough times, you get to know. Not everyone is Rav Adi Yosef, where you could just snap a picture and remember it. You need to do it. Rav Chaim Knievsky always says that he learns it over and over again. That's how he remembers things.
Right.
Halevai.
So anyway, so there's one sukkahs. Rav Schechter was somewhere, I won't say where. He was at a particular hotel for sukkahs. And he's sitting in the sukkah, and he looks up. Like, the sukkah's not kosher. And the reason being, because wherever the sukkah was, it had walls, but the schach was more than three tefachim off the wall, right. So there's a big separation between the two of them, and that doesn't work. So it only works, again, if it's directly above the wall, or it's at least within three tefachim of the wall. Okay. So now the Gemara says, b'mai kemifli, what's machlokes in the Mishnah, whether or not, if there's a wall that's 10 tefachim from the top to the bottom, does it have to be within three tefachim of the ground, or does it not have to be within three tefachim of the ground? So the Gemara says, Mar savar mechitza tluya materis. One thinks a hanging wall, because hanging from the top, is materis, permits the carrying inside, or in this case, eating in the sukkah. Umar savar mechitza tluya eini materis. And the other opinion, Rabbi Yossi felt that the Tana Kama thought that the hanging wall would not be considered a good wall. That's a machlokas. Again, it's about mechitza tluya, whether that's good or not.
Mishum shumrim good achit.
Right. Good asik, when the wall goes up, do you say good achis, does it go down? We view that as going down, halachically. That's the machlokas.
Right, so according to the Tanakhama, good achit only goes up.
Right, well, no, it's different. It's called good asik when it goes up. It's called good achis when it goes down.
Okay, so
Everyone holds a good asik if you go up. Machlokas is, do you also say good achis?
Good achit, right. Good achit, right.
The Gemara quotes from a Mishnah, I think it's in Erevin, right? Tanan, Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. You have a well. It's in between two chatzeres. A very nice picture we have here. There's right the picture. So ours are actually a little bit different, I think. At least the one that is showing me here. Okay. So you have a little well between two chatzeres. The lach is Ein Mimalin Mimena B'Shabbos. You cannot draw water from it on Shabbos because you're bringing from one chatzer to the next chatzer. You know, me and you are next to neighbors. I can't carry something from your rishus to my rishus because that's going from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid. If my chatzer is enclosed in a wall, I could carry within my chatzer, and you could carry within your chatzer. But if there's no wall in between, there's just this seamless yards. But I can carry from my own area to where you own. That's a problem of rishus yachid to rishus yachid. So I can't draw water from this well because I might be taking from the water that's in your rishus to the water that's in my rishus. So that's not allowed. Ela imkein, unless you do the following: asala michitza asar tvachim. You build a wall 10 tvachim high, at least because 10 tvachim is considered a wall, and it could be bein limal bein besoch ogno. So whether it's on top, whether it's down below, or whether it's ogno, whether it's like within, on top, mamish, on top of the boar. So mm-hmm. There's three different pictures here. Let's look at the color pictures here.
Yeah, b'toch ha-boar, milimata and milimala. No? This is milimata.
These are almost better than this, yeah. This is milimala. This is milimata. And this is ogno.
Yeah. Okay. So those, you have to have some type of wall.
Ben milimata.
Right. It's funny, we learned this exactly in this is there.
Yeah, this is there. Daf Pevav, I think it says.
What is different between these two pictures? This looks the same, but that's Ben Milmata.
What?
What's the difference here between these two? Ben Milmata, Ben Milmata. Exactly the same to me.
I think it has to be. I think Bein Ogno is a qualification that it has to be inside.
The picture doesn't explain.
I don't have two pictures. I have only one.
$4 more, you have two.
I paid more for this. I'm going to return. Oh, yeah. I'm going to return it.
It seems like he has a mistake. The same picture is repeated.
I think this is a mistake.
Because, but it says Ben Milimata.
No, because you're missing this one. You don't have this one.
I'm returning.
This is a mistake. This is a good one. You have this one, you have this one, and you have this one.
Unbelievable.
No, I feel so much better. You
see. Okay, and this right, is like this the original.
This is the good one.
Yeah.
They messed up. Wow. They repeated the picture 3 times, the same picture.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
It different angles, man.
No, it's the same picture.
This is larger than this.
Okay, it's larger.
Let me see yours. Stefan Serot. No, but here is totally different pictures.
That's what it's I'm saying. Like by yours, they put the same picture.
Yeah, the same
picture.
Yeah. I have just like Ricky's. 1, 2, 3. 3 different pictures.
It's okay, you don't have to return it. We can let you on return this.
Okay, anyway, so if any of these walls, including one of them, is like a hanging wall, right, a mechitzat tfliya, that would be good enough to separate between the chatzeres, allowing me to draw water from the well into my chatzer. Comes along the last line, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Beis Shami Omer, Milmala. Only the top wall, hanging wall, works. Beis Hila Omer, Milamata, a wall below, works. And Amr Yehuda, Lo Tehe Mechitzat Gedol Min HaKosa Shebineihem. So Rashi explains, this is 2 lines down, Minakosa Shebeneim. Osa Nasis Lechutz Beina Chateros, the wall that's made to divide between the two courtyards. V'tuluyo al pnei ha'piyah bor, and it's hanging on top of the bor, goes right over the top of the bor. V'alfa pishul anasis b'shul ha'mayim, even though it was never made for the purpose of the water, the kosavar mechitza tuluyo materas b'chateros afilu kol tiltu. It permits...
What did you read?
I was reading Rashi, I'm sorry.
1 second, so... When we say milemata, which is the picture?
When it's down below into the well.
When it's already touching the water.
Right.
And ogma is by the border on the top.
Right.
In the middle.
Ogno. V'toch ha'chala labor lemala, rachok me'amayim. Okay. Ben im mechmitza milemata, samuch lemayim. Ben im haya lemala, samuch lesfat habor, u'ilvat shete v'toch ogno shel habor, shenikar shena'asit letzorech Milui Hamayim. Okay.
Okay, so again, the Tanakam of this Mishnah says any of those situations are good. Top, bottom, or the border of it. Then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's really machlokas. Beis Shammai permits you to do one hanging. And Beis Hillel says it has to be one that's below.
Why do you call it? Why do you call
it?
Like the Beis Medrash of. The Beis
Medrash. Right. But
this is, so according to Beis Shammai, the mechitza only is good if it's above.
Correct.
And no, milemala is right. Only if it's above the level of the board. That's according to Beit Shammai. And Beit Hillel says that it's only good if it's touching the water.
Correct.
Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda said, "I'm going to do mechitza gedola min hakotel shemafsik beineihem." What's Rabbi Yehuda's picture here?
Rabbi Yehuda, just, I think he's saying...
Do we have a picture of Rabbi Yehuda? No. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo tehe mechitza shebetoch halal habor gdola min hakotel shemafsik beineihem. Lo tehe mechitza.
I see.
Okay. So meaning that if the bore is this big, and then you have and then there's only this much left over from each side of the bore, then according to Rabbi, if this is bigger than these two, is not.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
No,
maybe
I think what he's saying, according to Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the wall has to be somewhat inside the well, a little bit inside the well.
And so he says you don't even need a mechitza, as long as the walls that are not that are aside from the bore are larger than the diameter of the bore. Is that what he's saying?
No, I think the wall has to go over the pit. The question is, does it have to go inside the bore at all? It has to go over, but it doesn't have to go inside it.
That's only as long as the rest of the wall that's not over the pit is larger than the diameter of the pit.
Yeah, that's what you're saying? That's what they say there?
Here. Something is saying. It's not clear.
No, yeah, that's, I think it's what I'm saying. That according to the Tanakhama, all three cases we had, the Mala, Lamata, Soka, Ogno, all of it dipped inside the bore a little bit. It was hanging in a little bit inside the bore. According to this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the wall goes on top of the bore. It never goes down below the bore. So let me, here, should I draw a picture? Of how it is?
No, but Limala is not. Limala is outside.
No, but Limala, I think, is dipped inside a little bit. It just disconnected from it.
Not according to this.
You see, this is right now, here's your Limala. This is your Limala. It's in the bore a little bit. There's a wall on top.
No, this is Ogno.
No, this is Ogno.
Because I'm a chitza gboa, asatachim, bemilmala. המילים במלמעלה אינן מופיעות במשנה So this, for according to you, this is למעלה?
Yeah.
Ah.
There's always a wall on top.
And this is למטה.
Right.
And which is בתוך אוגנו?
בתוך אוגנו, I think it must be this one according to your pictures, I guess.
No. No, this is בתוך אוגנו. Here, you have it, you see? This is בתוך אוגנו. This is מלמעלה. This is milimata, and this is bitocha ogno. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the same as ben milimala.
I think it has to dip inside. Even lamala has to dip inside a little bit.
Not according to this picture.
Let's see. I think my gemara is differently than yours.
You're running out of time.
See your dalad.
I know why they didn't put the pictures in your book.
Not to get up to into arguments. Yeah. To think about it.
Yeah. Mine is different than yours, actually.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
This is, according to Milamala, is this one.
Ah, see? Really? And what is this, your Dalit?
Vav is Milamata, is below.
Okay.
And it doesn't tell you what Soka Ogno is. It just kind of shows a picture of what the wall looks like above. Think about Soka Ogno. I think they were explaining Soka Ogno. I think Soka Ogno means that it's not a third case. I think Soka Ogno means it has to be inside the wall, inside the well. That's what Soka Ogno means.
But Ben Milamata, it's inside the wall as well.
No, right, exactly. Ben Milamata, they both have to be Soka Ogno, inside the wall. That'd be somewhere, whether it's high in the wall or lower in the wall, higher in the pit or lower in the pit. Has to be within the pit.
Ben mitoch ogno, ben milimata.
This makes much more. This makes much more sense.
Yes, right.
This because so I also remember. It makes much more sense. 100%. But it's however, the Masifta brings the pictures from.
That's right.
But the problem is that this is the wrong description in the picture.
Correct.
Not yes. The picture is wrong.
Right.
This should be milimala. This should be milimata. This should be milimala.
His is also wrong. So now you guys are even.
So what is this?
That's just a picture of the wall from the outside. Now what it looks like from inside.
No, but here is correct. It says Uberashi, klomar ben milimala rachok min ha'mayim uvilvat shete betoch ogno shel bor. So this is okay in the way. Okay.
Ogno means they both have to be within the well. Comes along with who this is. It does not have to be within the wall, even though it's on the outside. We'll use your picture, even though it's just like that. Nothing goes down at all. This alone is going to be good enough because this is a mechita tluya.
Right.
So just like mechita tluya works,
this one looks that it goes down.
Assume it doesn't. Just to make you happy, assume it doesn't go down. It just stays on top. Nothing goes into the well. Not milamata. Not milamala. Just on the surface.
Well, also, your picture is different than mine here. Yeah.
It's had to spread it out and see
okay. Okay. So somewhere. Either way, so you see this picture here is a mechita tluya. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, mechita tuliyah works. Because again, he says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo tehei mechita gedola minakosa shebineim. So if this wall works to carry between these two chateros, it should also work to carry from the water that's below. So therefore, mechita tuliyah works. It sounds like a mechita tuliyah back to our Mishnah, where Biyosi permits a mechita tuliyah, 10 tvachim. Even though it's off the ground as many as much as you want, mechita tuliyah works.
Only according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda in Ervin, Rabbi Yossi in Sukkah.
Right, correct. Okay.
So Amar Rabba, three lines from the top. Amar Rabba, Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda, Beshitas Rabbi Yossi, Amar. Behuda agrees with Rabbi Yossi. Right. They both hold the mechitza tuliyah.
Correct.
Damar mechitza tuliyah mataris v'lohi. That's not true. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savor lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yossi savor klar Rabbi Yehuda. They both argue with each other, actually. Why? Lo Rabbi Yehuda savor lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda only says in the case of Erevin. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hasam el be'erev chatzeris dirbanon. Sorry. Too fast?
Yeah.
Start again?
No, it's not.
Okay. Lohi, lo Rabbi Yehuda savor lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Rabbi Yossi in Sukkah. And Rabbi Yossi of Sukkah, lo Rabbi Yossi savor Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi of Sukkah doesn't hold the Rabbi Yehuda of Erevin. How do we see this? Gemara explains. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savor lo Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only says hasam in the case of the well. Ela be'eruvi chatzeris dirbanam. Because carrying in Erev chatzeris is only din dirbanam. Midir raisa, the only problems are carrying from a rishis, in a rishis rabim is a problem, that's carrying diraisa, dal amos, or going from rishis yachid to rishis rabim is also going to be an issa diraisa. To carry from my chatzer to your chatzer, there's no issa diraisa. The chamor concern, if I carry from my courtyard to your courtyard, I'm going to also carry from my courtyard to rishis rabim. So they said, for me to carry to your courtyards, we have to make an Erev, or make walls. So the wall permits an Erev Dirabanan. That permits carrying Dirabanan. So when it comes to the Dina Dirabanan, that's where Rabbi Yossi permits, Rabbi Yehuda rather, permits a hanging wall. Aval hachla sukkah, when it comes to eating the sukkah, it's deraisa lo. To allow to be mekayim mitzvah deraisa sukkah, there Rabbi Yehuda will not permit a hanging wall, a mechita tliya. Now the other direction, below Rabbi Yossi, savalak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi of Sukkah doesn't hold a Rabbi Yehuda by Erevin. How? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi hacha. Rabbi Yossi only says it here in regards to Sukkah.
What's the connection between the Mechitza and Sukkah?
Well, both of them are
they're
hanging.
They're both hanging from the top and reflecting downwards.
Oh, that Mechitza, okay.
Right. So, at first glance, we thought they're the same halacha, but we're making distinctions. So, again, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi el hacha el basukkah de mitzvah asei. Rabbi Yossi only permits a hanging wall in regards to sukkah or kaima mitzvah, so I say a positive mitzvah. About Shabbos, the Isser Skila law. When it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Isser Skila, even though it's not real Isser Skila because we said it's only Din Dirbanan,
yeah.
But it's still a lav, it's a low sase, it's a negative, there Rabbi Yossi will not permit a mechita tzluya. Okay. The Gemara says now, Vim tomar ma'isa shenasa b'tzipuri al pi mi nasa. Well, what about if you're going to tell me that a story, that well-known story, which the Gemara will tell us in a second what it was, there's once a ma'isa in Tzipori. Who permitted that? Al pi mi nasa. Who was the one who authorized that ma'isa, which again we'll get to shortly. Lo al pi Rabbi Yossi. It couldn't be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi did not allow a mechitza tuliya in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, only Hilchos Sukkah. Ella must have been al pi Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. Must have been Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Yishmael. Okay. Umay Maisa, what Maisa happened in Tzipori? And Rashi, by the way, tells us some of the history. Look at Rashi, Api Maisa, Api Minasa. He says, Hello, Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Shal Yeshiva Tzipori Havi. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva that was in Tzipori. So he couldn't have been the one who permitted. You see Rashi here?
Yeah, which one?
Api Minasa.
Okay.
Api Minasa. He just fills in some of the things we don't know. Hello, Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Shal Yeshiva Tzipori Havi. Rav Yossi was a Rosh Yeshiva.
He's the one who forgot, right? Who got sick and forgot a little bit?
No, that's Rav Yosef.
That's Rav Yosef, okay.
Kidar Mina B'Sanhedrin, the Gemara B'Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis tells us, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, that's a Pasuk, Halach Acher Basin Yafa, you should always seek out a good basin, Acher Rav Yossi L'Tzipori, the Gemara says that's referring to Rav Yossi, who was a Rosh Yeshiva of Tzipori. So this Maisa we'll see in a second happen, was it took place in Tzipori. Biosi was the Rosh Yeshiva. He couldn't have been the one who permitted to use a Mechita Tuliyah on Shabbos, so we say must have been his son, Rabbi Yishmael. So my Maisa, what was the story? What was the event that happened in Tzipori? So Gemara says, Dichi asa Rabbi Dimi, once Rabbi Dimi came to Tzipori. Amar pam achas shachav lo viyu Sefer Torah Erev Shabbos. One time, they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to Shul Erev Shabbos. The Rashi points out, they used to take the Sefer Torah home every, you know, we have a safe, people keep it in a safe in the shuls, they have safes back then, so they'd take them out of the shul and put them somewhere safe in the house so no one should come and steal it. So they forgot Erev Shabbos to bring the Sefer Torah back to the shul. So what are they supposed to do? So l'macha, the next day on Shabbos itself, Pirsus hadinin agavi ha'amudim. They spread out some type of sheet on top of four poles. The via Sefer Torah, they brought the Sefer Torah under this canopy, the karubo, and they read the Sefer Torah.
We had this in Erevin also, I think, right?
Yes.
In this story, for sure.
It's Erevin Pevav.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Pirsu sakadaitach. You thought they spread a sheet on top of these poles? Mehechan havinim b'Shabbos. How are you able to bring the sheet in the first place into the chatzer. That's carrying on Shabbos. So how that exactly work out? You can't carry, just like you couldn't carry the Sefer Torah.
They asked Perus lechatchila mishare v'ha hakol modim shein osim ohel arayi b'shabbos.
Right, so it's machlok is what the issue was, carrying or building, whether right. It's building an ohel or whether it's carrying. I think Rashi takes the approach of carrying.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So Gemara says, so again, how were you able to carry the sheet? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. How could you carry the, just like you can't carry the Sefer Torah into the chatzer? How could you carry the sadinin in the chatzer as well? So Ella, the Gemara says the story went as follows: it was matu sadinin prusin agav hamudim. Actually, they found. Somehow there was a canopy that already was there before Shabbos. The Heviu Sefer Torah Karba, and there they carried the Sefer Torah into that area and read it there.
This is the picture here.
Yeah, exactly. They have a nice picture here. So this was the canopy. They had these hanging walls.
No,
a wrong one?
Yeah. This is the poles.
Okay, fine.
Matu Sadin is serious. I know. Yours is much better. if you would have the right pictures.
Right,
here you have.
Okay, so we have these pictures. I guess these sadina must have been these mechitza tlios.
Right.
So who permitted to use these mechitza tlios? It must have been, it couldn't have been Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi did not permit you to use these on Shabbos. Must have been his son Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, all right, we're good with time, I think, right?
You were doing good, Yavika.
Okay. So the Gemara says now,
we're almost there.
Amar Rav Chista, Amar Avimi. Machatelas arba umashu, if you have a little mat that's four tfachim and a little bit, materas besuka mishum dofen. It permits you to, it permits a sukkah, it makes a sukkah kosher to be a wall, right? Heichi avil, how exactly do you use this four tefach plus mat? Tali le be'emsa. You hang it in the middle, pachas mishlosha lamata, or pachas mishlosha lamala. So that's this case here. You have this little mat here. It's less than three tefachim from the bottom, less than three tefachim from the top. You have lavud on the bottom, lavud on the top. Because this is 4.1.
Oh, lavud is less than three tefachim.
Exactly, lavud, you're getting it right. So that's how you take this mat, that's how you create a wall. V'chol pachas mishlosha ki lavud dami. Anything less than three has a din of lavud, and that's why you can really have a sukkah with four, 4.1 tefachim, if you will, a wall is really enough to make a 10 tefach wall kosher. So Gemara says, Pshita, it's pretty obvious. What's the chiddush of Avimi? Mal desema, what would you have thought? Chad lavud amrinan, tre lavud lo amrinan, kamashvlam. Maybe you can only do lavud in one direction, but to say it twice, that's already pushing it. It's really coming. You're adding six tefachim. It's not three and three, it's really six. Kamashvlam, no, we view each connection independently, and since each one is less than three tefachim, we could apply lavud more than one time.
Shvach, because we say the whole mechitza can be out of the poles that are less than three tefachim beside. No, in
so you're saying, so what? We know that from the Gemara in Erevin.
What's
that's a good question.
Okay.
So, right, look, Tosa asked that question. See, Tosa's in Dibur Maskam Mahu. Tosa asks, Mal the same, Chad lavud aminan, trade lavud lo aminan, v'tema. Right. Perhaps you would have thought maybe only in turn direction, maybe going when they're vertically that would be permitted.
Not horizontal. That's what
right. Okay. There's actually a Gemara mission Erev when he quotes also, which seems to say even the other direction would also be permitted.
Yeah, I remember we learned.
Right. Okay, but maybe the Tosa, maybe that's a special case of a shiara. When you're going in a caravan, maybe it's a special hetter for a caravan. But maybe for a personal sukkah, maybe that wouldn't work. Kamashlan, even a lavud in that direction, is permitted as many times as you want. Okay. Very good. Gemara asks now, Mesive. Machatelas shiva mashu materis pesukah mishum dofen. This one says, no, you need seven and then some to be kasher wall. You need seven tefachim plus a little bit. And then you could apply lavud only one time. It doesn't work with two lavuds. One Bryce says you need four is enough, and one says seven you need.
What's the pshat of machtelet?
It's just a mat.
It's an irregular mat.
Just a mat, yeah. That itself isn't so important. Okay. It's just the size is really more important. So why before did we permit the smallest amount of space you need for walls, 4.1?
Right.
It's 3 in 2 directions. Suddenly we say, no, you actually need 7.1 tefachim for it to be good. So what's the difference? The Gemara explains, Kitanya hi besukkah gedola. That's the sukkah gedola. When it's a large sukkah, so then you need 7.1 tefachim. Because although you might be able to make the 7.1 mat 3 tefachim off
the... sukkah gedola? What's the difference?
It's very high up. You don't have a lovin from the top direction. You only have lovin on the bottom.
But they're both talking about the sa'at tefachim.
Right, so, but let's say... I'm sure it has a picture, right?
So what do you mean, sukkah? We'll have it 7 tefachim machatzelet plus the 3 will give you the same 10 comparing to 4.
No.
Machatzelet and 3 and 3. It's the same
correct, thing. Exactly. That's the difference. The second braisa where it says you need 7.1, you can use 4.1 in the second case, because
no,
that's a big sukkah.
I understand, but they're saying because sukkah gdola.
Right, that's
it's the same size of sukkah.
No. Why? Sukkah here, look, this is sukkah gdola here. Since it's so high, let's say it's 20 tefachim high, 4.1, but get your money's worth. 4.1 won't be good enough.
When it's exactly 10. Okay.
When it's, let's say, call it 20 tefachim, so 4.1 won't work anywhere.
Oh, so it's more than 10.
That's why a sukkah needs 7 tefachim in this case. 7 plus the 3, that's 10 tefachim, and then the rest could be airspace.
But what do you mean airspace? Because we
right.
said here
this should,
three
exactly.
tefachim.
This is wrong. I think it should really be in the bottom. It should be...
We don't need 7. לדוגמה, בסוכה שגבוהה 12, 12 טפחים, תאי במחיצה של רחובה 6 טפחים משהו. Why? Because then you have 12,
six
you have 3,
six,
a little bit less than 3, a little bit 3, and a little bit more than 6. So it's really... Right. So that's exactly what you say.
No, but here it's the only picture again. You have the same picture?
Oh, but the Gemara says it's this case. You'll see, if you go to the next line in the Gemara, Ma'ik Mashalam, what's the Chiddush? Of course, 7.1 fucking works. Ma'ik Mashalam, the Mishal Shalim Tefanos Milamala Lemata Kuriosi. This says we permit it to go from the top to the bottom like Rabbi Yossi holds.
That's enough to have such a thing.
That's enough. What do you mean?
No, but this
and that's allowed, that's kosher.
We don't pass in that way. According to Rabbi Yossi,
because
this price
if it's more than 10 fachim from the
right.
bottom, it's not.
But Rabbi Yossi does.
Rabbi Yossi does.
Okay.
Yes.
So this price is going lefi Rabbi Yossi.
Right. It says like Rabbi Yossi.
Exactly.
Okay. It says here.
But according to us, we wouldn't hold it this way.
The book says. The picture says.
Okay. And the final price, the final piece of the Gemara today's daf elis. I'm a Rabbi Ami. Pas arba mashu. You have a little wood board. That's 4.1 tefachim. Matir besukkah mishum dofen. It permits a sukkah. It serves as a function of a wall. Umokim la bepachas mishlosha tefachim samach dofen. Now we're talking about horizontally, not the vertically, but the horizontally.
Luach etz.
As long as it's 3 tefachim away, right?
Mashu, okay.
So
this is called lavid as well.
Exactly. Anytime less than 3 tefachim is lavid. So it's 4.1 plus that 3, that gives you a total of 7 tefachim wide. V'chopachas mishlosha samach ledofen ki lavid dami. Ma'ik mashlam, what's the chiddush there? We know lavid works. We said lavid so many times. We should know lavid. Ha'ik mashmalan shir meshach sukkah ketana shiva. The width of how long a sukkah has to be is 7 tefachim. And that's what we learned from this.
Ma'ik mashmalan, what? Ha'ik mashmalan shir meshach.
Sukkah ketana shiva. Sorry, the minimum shear of a sukkah has to be 7 tefachim. That's the
chiddush.
We saw so many times, but we never saw what the final psak is.
Dad beit shamay hamatzrifim shesukat teher uya leachil et roshav arav gufo shel adam begamit. Ah, you see, so according to, so you remember yesterday we didn't know. So beis hillel doesn't hold that you need 7 tefachim for the body and the rosh.
You can even do less than that.
Because it says kedas beit shamay hamatzrifim shesukat teher uya.